When you begin the visualization, you'll think about your challenge, what you want to work through specifically, and then you'll address the first saboteur for you. Picture the outcome you envision in the future from taking action, and think about how the saboteur is likely to show up. If you can, think about and actually shift your body into the physicality and attitude of that saboteur. And you notice how it feels in your body, the energy, and how it affects your physicality and your emotions.
Welcome to the In Your Head podcast with Jody and Judy, where we're all about helping you get out of your own way. Our focus is on your mindset and helping you remove the mental roadblocks you've created so that you can unleash your potential and get more out of life.
Hi there, I'm Judy.
And I'm Jody. Welcome back. Hey, Judy, I have a question for you. Have you ever had a task or an action that you needed to take and you just couldn't complete it?
Yeah.
Or even get it started.
Yeah. I mean, I think this happens to a lot of us when you think about any sort of challenge or big action that I'll just speaking for myself that I want to take. I have, you know, moments where I have thoughts, the saboteurs come up for me of, you know, who do you think you are? Why do you think you can accomplish this bold move or whatever the thought is? And if I don't address that, and sometimes I haven't, and I then, you know, I'm scared off of taking that challenge or taking that action, and it doesn't happen. And, you know, maybe it happens later or maybe not. But what we're talking about today is how to take action anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So today our focus is on the final of the five superpowers of the sage. We've talked about the previous four. This is the activate power. This is a power that is really, it's about being fierce, right? It's about being fierce and fearless. And it's about using your sage's ability to activate moving into action with a specific attitude and specific energy. Because while many people do take action, the key difference lies in being calm, clear-headed, and laser-focused. And it's really that calmness amidst urgency that is really what defines the sage power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And we often assume that when something's urgent, it requires this frantic, frenetic energy. Mm-hmm. I know there are times when I know I've got to do something and I really rush into it and I'm not always as effective as I should be. So again, this activate power is really associated with doing things in a whole different way, intentionally. Yes. So how would you define the activate power?
Well, I think you just did a really good job. I think that it's not just about taking action, as you said, but it's about taking action with that sense of calm, clear head, you know, laser focus, cutting out all of those, you know, the voices that come up for us and being fierce, you know, standing in our power and taking that action. It reminds me of, we use this analogy sometimes of Star Wars, right? Jedi warriors being very calm and cool in you know, those lightsaber fights. And also another character comes to mind for me is James Bond, right? The way that he's he's so cool and collected, you know, in the middle of this chaos that's going on around him with these criminals, right? So it's about achieving that sort of space within yourself in order to take the action that you want to take and be most effective in it.
Right. Right. So it's really a fierce and fearless mindset.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So I know in the past we talk about with each one of these sage powers, there is a game that kind of defines it. And what is the game that we use with the activate power?
Well, this one is called preempt the saboteurs. So as we talked about, many of us, or most of us probably, whenever we're faced with something that is a challenge, we view it as a challenge a lot of times because of the saboteur voices that are coming up in our heads telling us that we can't do it or that this is bad or whatever the message is. And so the idea is to go through this. This is actually a visualization. We're going to walk through it with you today, but it is really to create a plan, right? So understand your challenge is the first step. And then understand the top saboteurs. We talked about saboteurs in episode 2 of this podcast. If you want to go back and revisit that, you can also take the free saboteur assessment that's in the show notes to, if you haven't done that already, to really understand the top saboteurs that come up for you in life. And so what we're doing is looking at the challenge and understanding in advance how those saboteurs are going to appear, and then walking through this visualization to be able to enact the sage, activate the sage, so that we can take that clear, calm, cool, collected, focused action that we want to take.
Right. So I think it would be helpful. What we'd like to do is kind of walk back through those saboteurs and something else to think about. We're talking about identifying the saboteur. Every saboteur, if you think about it, has some type of physicality associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a victim, if you think about the victim mentality, picture what a victim might look like physically. What do they look like? And that's another thing we're going to think about as we do the visualization, because the physicality is actually a big part of being able to counteract and preempt those saboteurs. So
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. So again, the saboteurs are those internal voices that they really seek to undermine whatever our actions are. So by anticipating them and preparing kind of a mental response, you're able to maintain that focus and resilience in the face of whatever challenge it lies ahead. So let's start going through. We can kind of go back and forth, because I know we can get through these saboteurs fairly quickly. The judge is the one that is universal. And I think there's probably not a person out there that doesn't hear that judge at some point. It is criticizing us usually before, during, and even after whatever it is we're doing, whether that's doing a job interview or maybe giving a speech. It leads to big time self-doubt. And I think what struck me with this one is when Shahrzad Shamin, who is, you know, he's the creator of this whole positive intelligence program, he speaks all over the world. You know, he's spoken to academics, to large corporations, and he shared that every time he gets up to do a speech, he has the same thoughts that go through. So he has learned to preempt these, the saboteur. And this is the judge. So when he sees somebody maybe closing their eyes, instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm boring them to death, you know, he's able to not go there and not think about it at all, or just, you know, maybe that person didn't get enough sleep. It's not about him. Or when somebody gets up to walk out, his first thought is like, oh, I'm boring them to death. They're leaving. I don't have anything to say. Instead of thinking that, he thinks, you know what, they're probably going to the bathroom. And eventually you get to where you don't think about it at all. They can get up and walk out, they can close their eyes, and you've learned to overcome those doubts. So that's a good example, I think, of the judge. And, you know, I think he uses some humor to kind of dismiss the negative thoughts. But by labeling and shifting your attention, that's how you retain the control over your actions. So we can go on down through each saboteur.
Let's do it. So avoider is the first one on our list. So where there are 10, we just talked about the judge. So this is the second one, avoider. So the avoider thoughts are around tempting us to procrastinate or doubt the importance of our actions so that we don't take them, right? So that we stay safe. And the body language with that might be what? What would you say the body language would be for avoider?
Well, I would think of an avoider as maybe turning away, looking down.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of head in the sand too is what comes to mind for me.
Yeah.
I'll pretend it's not there. What's the next one?
Controller.
Yeah.
This is, I think, a really common one. And this one is all about really being in control. So when you start getting anxiety because things aren't going as planned, that's when this one really acts up. So a controller, what kind of physicality would you imagine with that?
This one might hold a lot of tension in your face, in the jaw, maybe clenched, maybe I see it as a kind of a little bit combative. Maybe the hands are in a fist, clenched fist. Maybe the stomach is tight, intense. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that. And I also imagine like crossed arms, you know, just kind of holding it in. Then the next one is the hyperachiever. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that really associates their success with, or who they are and how people see them, with how successful they are and doing everything right. So your saboteur could instill fear of failure, making any setback you have seem like it's catastrophic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The embodiment might be, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of weight there. Maybe there's heaviness in the shoulder area. I don't know. What would you say?
I think also a little tension in this one. Yeah. If you feel like things aren't going the way they should, get a little tense.
Yeah. And there's the hyper-rational, which is about feeling paralyzed with indecision, right? Really thinking only with logic and not with emotion, but then not being able to make a decision. And also there's a bit of seeking perfection in this one too that can come out, I think. And so the hyper-rational embodiment would be, I think, kind of just very still, sitting very still, maybe lost in thought, not connected to emotions at all.
Right. More in an analysis type of state, right?
Yeah. Very neutral.
Then there's the hypervigilant, and this person might constantly monitor and scrutinize their plans, looking for potential weaknesses. It really reduces your ability to stay focused because you're kind of looking for what's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
The hypervigilant embodiment might be just really kind of intensely paying attention or staring or kind of looking around kind of warily, you know, like looking out for something that's going to go wrong.
Yeah. Very pensive, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Then there's the pleaser. And what might come out with a pleaser saboteur for us is that we feel guilty for taking care of ourselves, for instance, for prioritizing ourselves, because the pleaser is all about pleasing others and serving and doing for others to a fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so resentment can also build up with pleasers when their needs aren't being met, even though they're preventing themselves from meeting their needs. But there's resentment that builds up towards other people as well. So pleaser physicality would be, I think, for me, it would show up in how my heart feels, you know, a tightness in the chest. If you think about resentment, think about, you know, what about me? What about my needs? What would you say?
Yeah, I think too, when you kind of feel guilty, you know, just looking down, you know, not looking straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next one is the restless, which I am really familiar with. This one tempts us to abandon tasks for more enticing alternatives. Mm-hmm. So to me, physically, you're looking around. It's like looking for the next best thing and not being really present. So kind of detached. It's kind of a feeling of detachment.
And then we have a stickler. So this one is born of perfection, right? And wanting everything to be perfectly organized, perfectly done. And what really happens here is we delay a lot of our progress trying to make everything perfect when perfection really isn't something that's fully attainable in most cases, right? And so trying to get everything perfect takes a lot of time and energy. It's exhausting. So I think of someone who looks really tired and just sort of, you know, head hanging low and just like wanting to take a nap.
Yeah. Either that, or I also picture being kind of like ready to pounce. Like you're watching everything so closely.
Oh, yeah.
And as things, you know, you're watching to make sure things go exactly the way you want them to go. So again, everybody's going to feel these and, you know,
in
maybe envision
way.
Them slightly different, right?
True.
And then the last one is the victim. And this one is the one that really breeds self-doubt and discouragement. It's that voice in your head that's like, why me? Always me. Things never go my way. And this one is one where I really see, like, you know, the hunched shoulders, that kind of look of discouragement and defeat.
Yeah. It could even be like fetal position type physicality when you're in victim mode. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. We wanted to go through these to get people thinking like which of these really would come up for you the most. And if you've done the assessment, you'll know what your top three are. So we're going to walk through a visualization. And really the whole point of going through this is to help you identify which of these might manifest in your actions. So which of these are going to be the things that stop you from doing what needs to be done? And then the whole point is just to help create a plan for how you're going to counter those voices to maintain your focus and your confidence and move forward.
Mm-hmm. So like we said, the first thing here with the visualization is to really think about the challenge consider the challenge that you've encountered and that you want to move through and take action on. And then as you mentioned, Jody, it's about understanding your saboteurs and understanding how they show up for you and how they might show up for you when you want to take action on this challenge. So we'll walk through this, but that's the first step, is to have those two things in mind. Anything else you would add there?
I think that's it.
Okay.
So as we're going to talk now about a visualization and really embodying that activate power. So we've talked about like the embodiment, the physicality. Start thinking about what your saboteur's physicality might be like. And a lot of times people like to stand up, because when you stand up, it's easier to get that physicality. So if it's something that's, you know, big and outrageous, it's easier to do that when you're standing right than sitting. Yeah. But you can be seated. I did this when I was walking one time. So you can do it any way you want to. But I think visualizing, it really does help tap into sage power, but it's not for everybody.
Right. You know? So what about for the people it's not for? What do we suggest?
I think it's more about gentle contemplation, you know, just contemplating like what's going on. And rather than envisioning the saboteur and how it's affecting you, what it looks like, it's just contemplating what is happening here? What is it saying to me? So,
yeah, I think that's a great point. I identify more sometimes with the contemplation than with visual imagery myself.
Yeah, I do too. I connect better with more of a sage power. It's like reflecting and imagining versus going through an actual visualization.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So we're going to walk through and kind of talk you through like what this vision, different elements of this visualization. And then you can go, if you're interested in actually doing the full visualization exercise, we have it as a special tutorial for this episode. And you can find it there in our podcast episodes.
So let's, rather than going through the entire visualization, let's just kind of take through the steps. You want to do that?
Yeah. So as we said before, you want to start off with a challenging situation in mind. So something that's come up for you recently, or something that comes up maybe as a pattern that you really want to take action on and be really effective and you want to move forward on. So think about that. And then again, as we talked about before, you want to think about how your top saboteurs, what thoughts come up from them that have prevented you or that may prevent you in the future of taking this action that you want to take. And so have those two things in mind as you start this visualization. And then again, it's all about settling yourself, getting into a quiet, private space. I'm mentioning again, stand up if you can, if that works for you, or you can sit down. And you might start off by grounding yourself with some PQ reps. We've talked about those in episode 3. You can go back to that episode if you want to listen to a PQ rep demonstration. But really just it's about feeling the physicality of something in your body, whether it's your toes on the floor and what that feels like, rubbing two fingertips together and just really focused, exquisite attention on what your fingertips feel like, the bridges of your fingertips, really just clearing your mind is what we're doing with those PQ reps. And when you begin the visualization, you'll think about your challenge, what you want to work through specifically, and then you'll address the first saboteur for you, your top saboteur maybe, that you've identified. And in your mind, you want to picture the outcome you envision in the future from taking action, and think about how the saboteur is likely to show up as you're reaching for that outcome. And then, if you can, think about and actually shift your body, move your body into the physicality and attitude of that saboteur. So you're embodying the saboteur, you're embodying the thought and the feelings that come from those thoughts at this point in the visualization. And you notice how it feels in your body, the energy, and how it affects your physicality and your emotions. And then you shift into the physicality of your sage activate mode. And this is where you really get in touch with your true essence, your sage, and feeling that fierce power within you, and that feeling of being grounded and focused and you imagine pushing away the saboteur's influence with the strength that you have in your sage power, because it's very strong. You're very strong. You have a lot of energy, a lot of good energy, a lot of strength. And you feel that feeling of power, feeling powerful and fearless, knowing that you hold the key to reclaiming control over your actions. You can do what you want to do despite these saboteur thoughts. You're pushing them away. And then we do it again, and we think about the next saboteur that might cause some interference in our actions, right? And go through the same motions of embodying the physicality of that saboteur, understanding the thoughts and taking in those emotions before we then once again shift back into that fierce activate mode of the sage and pushing away those thoughts and really leaning into the power of your sage. And then lastly, we then do it again, and this time with a third saboteur. So maybe you have a lot of saboteurs at play in a particular challenge. You can go through all of them. Maybe you only have one or two, and you go through one or two, and that works for you. So the idea is just to keep embodying the physicality of those saboteurs, understanding, taking in the emotions, and then pushing them away with your sage, really activating your true essence, which isn't the saboteurs. It's not the saboteur thoughts. And you really want to feel that strength and confidence at the end of this visualization, just surging through your body, imagining it surging through your body, feeling that energy just coursing through and just helping you reconnect with who you truly are, who you really were at birth, right? This is your true self. And just hold the power that you can overcome any obstacle. You can do anything you want with determination. You can make it happen. And embrace this power as you actually move forward with clarity and purpose and take that action. And then we end by taking a moment to contemplate what you experienced in the visualization and any insights you gained. When you sit and you do this in real time with the full visualization, you're going to have insights that come up. If you're really activating that sage power and you're going through this process, you're going to have all kinds of things that come up for you. And so it's time to just really note what those are and understand that you have this power within you and you can access it anytime you choose. So it can be a little challenge or a big challenge. Maybe the big challenge, you do it more than once, right? But you can do this anytime. You can activate your fierceness anytime that you want to take the action that's going to support you best in the outcomes you want to get in life. So anything else you would add on that, Jody?
Once you've gone through this once or twice, it becomes more natural, as does this whole process of positive intelligence. The more we use it, the more natural it becomes. And I know I've gotten to where, you know, there are things that I find myself avoiding for whatever reason, or I'm telling myself something and I don't necessarily have to get into that visualization. I know what's going to happen because I have visualized it and I'm able to push it away, whether that's with words to it, literally talking to it and saying, I'm not listening, but being able to find that fearlessness in yourself, it's much easier after you've done this visualization.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, I think it's good. And again, if the visualization's not your thing, then just contemplate it and think about it and, you know, write it down or whatever helps you remember. So I would just encourage everybody, I guess, to take action on whatever task you've been contemplating, trying to be mindful of the saboteurs as they arise, before they arise. And then, you know, consider coaching a friend if you know somebody that's always putting things off. And you know this, maybe consider coaching or walking them through the exercise.
I just really think that this is a great exercise. It takes some time. And as you said, it takes practice. But the more often we do anything, the easier it gets, right? And so it may seem hokey to go through this a visualization, but just try it, right? Just give it a go and see what comes up for you. So next episode, we will pull all of this together, all of the different elements of PQ that we've been discussing these 9 episodes in. We're going to discuss each element in brief and kind of tie it all up in one episode for you so that you can see how everything works together.
going to put a big bow on it. And
yeah.
Hopefully it all makes sense. For today, that's it. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to In Your Head. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you think may benefit. Give us a like or a positive review and subscribe to follow us.
We hope you continue to tune in and join us as a loyal mindset warrior.
In Your Head with Jody and Judy is not an official partner or affiliate of Positive Intelligence or PQ Coach. Positive Intelligence and PQ Coach are trademarks of Positive Intelligence LLC, and Positive Intelligence LLC does not endorse In Your Head with Jody and Judy in any way.